This week on Register Radio, we're coming to you from the Catholic Marketing Network trade show in Arlington, Texas. And on today's show, the Register's Executive Director Dan Burke talks with Anthony Ryan, Marketing Director with Ignatius Press. They're going to talk about the new film about St. Augustine, Restless Heart. Also, Doug Keck, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at EWTN, will be joining us a little later on to talk about his recent award and the EWTN fall lineup. Welcome again to Register Radio, a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. Along with Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Dan, welcome to Arlington.
It is absolutely fantastic to be with you, Tom.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Dan, I know that long before the Register came into the EWTN family last year, there's been a great relationship between EWTN, the Register, and Ignatius Press. I personally believe that's because each of these organizations has recognized the unique strengths of the other two in building up the body of Christ, and each has done whatever it could to support the other two.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Tony and Father Fessio and Mark Brumley have been a great supporter to the Register and actually helped us navigate some rough waters, which we are grateful for. And we're grateful to have you, Tony, on with us today. Tony serves as the director of marketing to one of the best publishers in the known universe, Ignatius Press. Over the last few years, Ignatius has been instrumental in securing North American license rights for European production companies to distribute great movies on the lives of the saints. On August 29th, Ignatius hosted the official U.S. premiere of Restless Heart, The Confessions of St. Augustine, at the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. And I actually got to attend that. It is a great movie, so we're so excited to get that in the U.S. market. Tony's joining us today on Register Radio to talk about the film. Thanks for being with us, Tony.
Dan and Tom, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you were able to see the premiere of the film, Restless Heart. We're excited about having this movie. First of all, it's a quality film, as you said, Dan, so we have an opportunity as Catholics to have a high-quality film on a great saint. It's kind of a unique opportunity for us, and so Catholics need to promote high-quality media and the arts out there in the culture. So this is something that's kind of new for Ignatius Press, to take something like this and go out into the bigger culture with a movie in the movie theaters, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that as we're getting into this. But it's a great film on St. Augustine, absolutely a great film.
I agree. How did you get initially involved in this project?
Well, you know, in the last 10 years, we've developed some relationships with studios all over Europe that make these films on Lives of the Saints. A number of them have been shown on EWTN over the last few years, and so we've licensed a lot of these films that we've actually released on DVD. We've always had in the back of our minds to think about something we can do bigger than just a DVD release, getting out something into the movie theaters, and how could we do that? We're not a movie studio that costs a lot of money to do that. But we had that in the back of our mind. If the right movie came along and the right quality and the right story, that maybe we could do it. So when we got the copy of St. Augustine, Restless Heart, we said, you know, this could be the movie to do something bigger, try to impact the culture on the big screen. And so we decided to do that. We got theatrical rights from the company, so we bought rights more than just DVD rights. And then what we're doing is we're working with Catholic groups and even Protestant groups to host their own screenings and their own theater right in their community. So we can't do this by ourselves, so I would like to ask your listeners to think about this. This is an exciting opportunity, especially for the Year of Faith. If you want to do something special to evangelize the culture, this is really unique. You can take a great movie on St. Augustine, and we've had this screened by many Catholic leaders who really love this movie. You can bring it to your own community. You can have your own event right in your local theater, and we'll work with you, and the Maximus Group who works with us will work with you to help you put on your own event. To be a spiritual event, you can be a fundraiser, you can impact the culture, you can have a great movie experience.
Well, some friends of mine recently did that very thing in Colorado Springs, and they reported to me that they had quite a large turnout, larger than they anticipated, so I was very encouraged to hear that.
Yeah, they're one of the first to do it, and they were a good trial run for us, and apparently worked out very well. So we've got actually over 400 requests already from groups around the country who want to know more about how they can see if they can do this. And then today at the CMN show, we've had a lot more interest in the kind of the trade market stores that would like to maybe help host their own screenings and so forth.
This is a different way to accomplish what we all want, which is to get a theater full of people watching a great film. But it's a different way of doing it rather than a company like Ignatius, you know, contracting with these 50 screens and those 100 screens, it's more of a grassroots effort that really gets people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, as I mentioned, we're not a studio, so we can't do it the traditional way, the way you just described. But in some ways, this is more effective because instead of people just going to the theater to see a great movie, they're going to actually be involved in helping putting the event on themselves. So if Catholics want to actually be involved in evangelizing the culture in a way that they can reach out and really impact people in larger numbers, it's a beautiful way to do it. And like you say, it's new. It's something unique for Catholics to do. Protestants have been getting pretty good at this, and I tip my hat to them. They're ahead of us on this. So we have an opportunity for Catholics with this great film on this great saint. And, you know, the thing about the story of St. Augustine, it's a timeless story. So even though it happened way back in the 3rd century, there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to sin and conversion. And so what I tell people is, look, this is a story especially for men today. Of course, it's for women. It's for mothers. St. Monica plays an incredible part of this story and did in his life. But men today face the same temptations that St. Augustine faced. You know, intellectual pride, sins of the flesh, following false religions, all the things that he went through. We have the same problems today in our culture.
Sure.
Breaking up of the family. So this is a great story for men today in our culture. Men will be really inspired by his journey, his conversion, his reconciliation, and I think, you know, it's an opportunity for Catholics to really do something special.
This is Dan Burke and Tom Price with Register Radio, and we're here with Tony Ryan of Ignatius Press. We're talking about a fantastic film, Restless Heart, The Confessions of St. Augustine. Now, Tony, one thing that surprised me was to learn that the film was originally made for television. Now, when I watched it, it was film quality. I mean, it was above. So tell us a little bit about that. Did you have to edit it?
First of all, as far as making for television, see, in Europe, movies made for television, a lot of times they're pretty big budget projects. They multiple studios go together to make these. They reach televisions all over Europe. These are not your typical TV movies that we make here in the U.S. This is about a $20 million production, this
film.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like it.
And they make that go a long ways. So $20 million in the U.S., that's a lot of money, but in Europe, it's like a $100 million movie. So made for television, but a big budget production. And we had to edit it because it is the life of St. Augustine, and it was made by Italians. And Italians are not shy about showing the life of the flesh or whatever. And, of course, St. Augustine lived that. So we had to edit it down to make it something that would be not R-rated.
Well, and I thought the editing was done well. It made the point that he struggled with lust of the flesh at a significant level in his life prior to his major conversion. So, but I thought you did a good job of allowing some of the reality of what he was going through without getting into a problem.
We had to make sure we had that in there because that is the reality, and we didn't want to try to gloss that over because, again, he struggled with that for many years. Matter of fact, Father Apostoli mentioned in his homily recently at the Feast of St. Augustine that he said a prayer for many years, Lord, make me chaste, but not now.
Not now
so
exactly.
He actually was struggling with that for years and years. He knew that he had to do that, but he just wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah. Some days it wasn't so much of a struggle either, right? Some days it was more like, well, this is really what I want to do, and tomorrow I will think about the consequences. But we can't do that.
Exactly.
You know what really impressed me about this film was watching the actor. You know, I had read all of St. Augustine's Confessions, which you published as well. I was intrigued by, drawn in by, how well the actor portrayed Augustine's constant struggle with God tugging on his heart.
Yeah, I think the acting is one of the high parts of this film. Across the spectrum, the guy that played Augustine is crucial and he's outstanding.
He is.
There's actually three Augustines. There's the older Augustine played by the well-known actor Franco Nero, who's kind of doing a flashback into his life towards the end of his life. Then there's the main Augustine, who's the one you're talking about, who is the younger, kind of middle-aged Augustine. And then before that, there's the the teenage Augustine. And all three are great, but the main guy that you're talking about I thought was outstanding. He makes or breaks the film. You got to have a guy that can pull that off.
Right, right.
And the other one I thought was incredible is the lady that played Monica.
Oh, that was a surprise for me. You know, it reminds me a little bit about the Nativity, a film a few years ago made by evangelicals, where it's about Mary and Joseph, but it ends up really being about Joseph.
Right.
This film didn't quite go that far, but I thought, wow, what a portrait of Monica. And it actually drew me into the thought of greater devotion to Monica because of how it showed her holiness, her steadfastness, her willingness to confront her son on critical issues, though he's brilliant. As a mother, she does that on several parts of the film. I always thought of her as the weeping Monica, but this was the strong weeping.
The tough love Monica, absolutely.
Sure.
They really showed that perfect combination of love and yet strength.
Yeah.
And you could see that's what she needed to deal with Augustine, because he was brilliant, he was arrogant, and, you know, no one could really stand up to him except his mother and St. Ambrose,
as we find out.
What did you think about his performance?
Oh, it was brilliant. Again, I've read Ambrose and the whole story, and I wondered about what that dynamic looked like. And so the gift of this film, like the gift of icons and art in our faith, really puts to flesh the experience. It's not perfectly accurate. None of these things are. But it can really draw you into his story and how God works in our lives. So before we wrap this up, I'd like you to tell our listeners a bit about how exactly they can participate in screening and promoting this film.
Absolutely. So we have a website. They can, first of all, if they want to just jump online, Restless Heart Film, all one word, restlessheartfilm.com. Go to the website, and then all the information is there. Or they can just call a toll-free number, which would be to the Maximus Group, is working with us. That number is 877-263-1263, 877-263-1263. And there will be people that will help them, give them the information, take them through the steps, give them everything they need to make this happen in their local theaters.
Very good. And if you are perhaps driving in, you didn't get any of that, you can just shoot us an email, radio@ewtn.com. That comes to me. I will make sure that you get the right information. And I want to congratulate you and Ignatius Press on further ramping it up. This is something that we try to do at EWTN, better every day. And certainly you've raised the bar significantly, so congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege and honor to do it.
Absolutely.
Great to be with you, Tony. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Tom, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. When we return, Doug Keck talks with us about the award he just received and what's new at EWTN. This is Register Radio on EWTN from the Catholic Marketing Network Trade Show in Arlington, Texas. Stay with us.